Key Arizona Races Too Close to Call, Tabulation Continues. By Nick Gilbertson on November 9, 2022. 11:34 a.m., update, Democrat Chris Mace has jumped back in the lead in the Attorney General race. The vote results in Arizona's most prominent statewide races are as follows as of 10:45 a.m. EST. Thursday, according to the New York Times. Governor's race, 70% reporting. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 953,783 to 50.34%. Republican Carrie Lake, 940,716 to 49.66%. U.S. Senate race, 70% reporting. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, 979,509 to 51.4%. Republican Blake Masters, 884,191 minus 46.4%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 40,811 to 2.1%. Attorney General race, 70% reporting. Democrat Chris Mays, 933,279 50.11%. Republican Abe Hamada, 929,036 to 49.89%. Secretary of State race, 70% reporting. Democrat Adrian Fontes, 980,143 to 52.4%. Republican Mark Fincham, 890,376 to 47.6%. 6:55 p.m., update, Republican Abe Hamada has taken the lead over Democrat Chris Mays and is declaring victory in Arizona's Attorney General race. As of 6:41 p.m. EST, The New York Times reported that Hamada has taken the lead with 895,573 votes to Mays' 891,717 with 67% of the vote reported. Hamada has secured 50.11% of the vote, while Mays garnered 49.89%. While GOP operative Rick Grenell declared Hamada the winner shortly after the lead change, the race has not been officially called. Hamada appears to have declared victory. The vote results in Arizona's other most prominent races are as follows as of 6:41 p.m. EST. Wednesday, according to the New York Times. Governor's race, 67% reporting. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 910,840 to 50.11%. Republican Carrie Lake, 906,891 to 49.89%. U.S. Senate race, 67% reporting. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, 935,501 to 51.2%. Republican Blake Masters, 852,375 minus 46.6%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 39,305 to 2.2%. Secretary of State, 67% reporting. Democrat Adrian Fontes, 936,223 to 52.2%. Republican Mark Fincham, 858,786 to 47.8%. Key statewide races in Arizona remain too close to call after Republicans began cutting into Democrats' early leads Wednesday morning. The vote results in four of Arizona's most influential races are as follows as of 4:40 p.m. EST. Wednesday, according to the New York Times. Governor's race, 66% reporting. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 903,049 to 50.33%. Republican Carrie Lake, 891,172 to 49.67%. U.S. Senate race, 68% reporting. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, 927,423, 51.4%. Republican Blake Masters, 837,261 minus 46.4%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 38,904 to 2.2%. Attorneys General race, 66% reporting. Democrat Chris Mays, 884,125 to 50.11%. Republican Abe Hamada, 879,948 to 49.89%. Secretary of State, 66% reporting. Democrat Adrian Fontes, 928,268 to 52.4%. Republican Mark Finch M, 843,511 to 47.6%. The publication notes the vote total reporting percentage provided in the U.S. Senate race is its own estimate. No such caveat is listed beside state races. Midday Wednesday, Lake and Masters campaigns expressed confidence that they will be victorious in their respective races. After jumping out to a hot start, Democrats have watched their leads over Republicans dwindle since early this morning. Arizona ABC 15 data analyst Garrett Archer reported that all four Republicans took a more than 73% share of a significant 136,998 ballot batch out of Maricopa County around 3:30 a.m. EST. Another set of votes that followed soon after helped propel them further by the time Maricopa stopped counting for the evening. The candidates continued to close the gap into Wednesday afternoon. At around 1 p.m. EST, Wednesday, Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer reported that at 7 a.m. local time, his office began the signature verification process of more than 275,000 early vote ballots dropped off on Election Day. Once the signature is verified and identity is confirmed, they are sent ahead to a bipartisan ballot processing team, Richer noted. That team removes the ballot from the envelope and makes sure the ballot is the correct style. Isn't damaged, for example torn, or unreadable. For example red ink or coffee stain, said the Maricopa County recorder. From there, they are sent to the County Board of Supervisors for tabulation. He added that another 86,000 ballots received by his office on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday already went through the verification process and were sent to the Board of Supervisors for tabulation. Richer said an additional 50,000 early vote ballots submitted Monday would be sent to the board sometime Wednesday after the verification and bipartisan inspections. Moreover, Richer noted that some 230,000 voters cast in-person ballots on Election Day using tabulation machines at polling sites. However, on Tuesday, the county reported that some 60 vote centers in the county were affected by tabulator reader issues. Ultimately, the county determined some of the printers were not producing dark enough timing marks on ballots, and technicians were deployed throughout the county to fix the problems. Richer stated the board will also tabulate any in-person ballots it received yesterday that were not read by the tabulators, approximately 17,000. At around 3:20 p.m. EST, Wednesday, Time Politics reporter Eric Cortellesa tweeted that a source familiar said the next batch of votes in Maricopa County will be the final mail ballots received from Saturday through Tuesday. These are expected to be evenly split based on party affiliation, they shouldn't change the margin much. The Election Day votes should swing heavily to Lake, he added. The late mail ballots became increasingly more Republican in the weeks closer to the election, the source adds, meaning Lake may even tighten her margin, he wrote in a follow-up tweet. There will also be more dumps from rural counties that are likely to give her a boost. Per the Times election results, no county has reported above 93% of its vote totals, and approximately 65% of Maricopa County votes are reflected in its current results.